C-A-3-H-R-Y, if you want that, go Papa. Is that a frequency, Henry? Hello, Emil. V-A-3-H-R-Y, in the park, portable in the park. Go ahead. Yeah, it's not a, how did you make up with your change in that side? You get it all cleaned up and ready to roll again? Oh yeah, it's ready to go. But I'm not going to use that brake cleaner because I've got concerns about it coming in contact with plastic and paint. So there's a lot of plastic in the rear of the railer of the bike, and not a lot of plastic. There's plastic that's important, holding everything together, and of course the paint on the frame. But if it was just a chain, I would consider it. I might consider it later. Removing the chain, which only takes a couple minutes or so, and cleaning it up that way in the parking lot. I can't do it in the QTH. But that's about it. Did my running around, got home, and I thought, wow, what a beautiful day. It's a little on the warm side, but it's not a whole lot of humidity, so I thought I'd go for a nice walk. Go ahead, Emil. So what do you think of your balloon, 660-some days? What do you think about that? Hey, you know what? I'm still in shock. You know, I read the eulogy for that thing. What's it doing coming back? Later tonight I'll do some looking around and see, you sent me that picture, so I'll take a look at that, and you said over Moscow, so I'll see what's going on, see if it's come back to life. It's just not fair for it to be up there like, almost 2 years. Mine is going on 2 years. Yours is going on 3 years. 600 days. No, that's right. A little over 2 years. Over. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference a few days because that's a long time to be up there, Emil. It almost seems impossible, you know, something so delicate in an environment that's so hostile to the material, to the electronics and everything, and keeps going and going. You know, back in World War II, a little bit of history. Back in World War II, Japan being part of the Axis and